الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of keeping notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic will be one that maybe it'll touch a few nerves or you can relate to what I'm talking about, and it's about suicide. That's spelled S-U-I-C-I-D-E, suicide. And what and the Islamic perspective pertaining to suicide, and then the other factors surrounding this particular behavior that people would do or may do all over the world. Suicide is the act of intentionally causing one's own death. And so I just want you all to keep that in mind. Basically, what suicide is, a homicide is killing somebody else. And suicide is of course causing your own death, and familicide is causing the death of your family, and suicide is just about causing your own death. And so a portion of this particular hadith of saying the proper ham, peace be upon him, and he said, "Walladhi yad'una anuha." Yad'unuha finnar. And basically what it's saying here is that he who commits suicide by stabbing himself shall keep on stabbing himself or herself in the fire. Finnar, or finnari. And so you want to continue to read. And so this is one thing that happens. So say, for example, Mithal. Say, for example, you decide I'm going to commit suicide by jumping off the roof of a building, or jumping in front of a car, or using some type of weapon or something to attempt or to take your life. Then it won't stop here in this world. You will continue to do that in the next world. And so I just wanted to up to let you all know about what happened from the Islamic standpoint pertaining to a person who commits suicide. Even worse than that, you could say, well, Imam, what do you mean worse than that? It was said by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he mentioned a man was inflicted with wounds and he committed suicide. And so Allah said, my servant has caused death on himself hurriedly, so I forbid paradise for him. And so, my students, I want you all to keep this in mind, is that this individual inflicted suicide on himself, harmed himself even more, and took his life hurriedly, as it says in this particular hadith. And so, so Allah forbid paradise. So not only does a person keep hurting himself in the hereafter, the person will be forbidden to go into paradise or to enter paradise. And who once remain in the finar, in the hellfire, and not enter paradise. We work hard in this life to enter paradise, and so we don't want to be amongst those who will be forbidden paradise. Because why? Because we decided to take our own life. And so from an Islamic standpoint, taking one's life is forbidden. We are not allowed to do it. And so this is something that we as Muslims have to always keep in mind, is that we cannot do it, and others too, not just Muslims, and others too. I'm just letting you know about the Islamic perspective, is that committing suicide is forbidden in Islam. And so I want to give you some other tips surrounding suicide. And so when you talk about suicide, as I defined it earlier, it's an act of intentionally causing one's own death. And so what bothers a person, or what drives a person towards this this type of behavior, is because, for example, stressful life events such as a loss of one of a loved one, legal problems or troubles, financial difficulty, and even interpersonal stressors, such as shame. Someone can be harassed and bullied. Discrimination, relationship troubles may contribute to a person being a suicide risk. And just having suicidal thought or ideation, suicidal thoughts. So what does it mean when someone is having suicidal thoughts? And that is, suicidal thoughts can mean, for example, having abstract thoughts about ending your life. You have the means, you have a way, you have a plan of ending your life. And keep in mind, my student, before I move on further with this particular definition about suicidal thought, and that is, understand from an Islamic standpoint, it says, مَا خَلَقْتُ جِنْ وَإِنْسْ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that Allah created men and jinn except that they worship Allah. That's our purpose. Our purpose is worshiping Allah. So you get foggy in the head and you say, why am I here? Why was I created? Why was I born? When you ask those kind of questions, you go back to what I said, wa ma khalaqtu jinn wa ins illa liya'budun. And the saying is that Allah created mankind and jinn, which is another creation of Allah, except that they worship Allah. That's your sole purpose in life, if to worship Allah. Don't get it confused. It says, since I don't know my purpose, then I'm going to go ahead and take my life. No, that's confusion. That's shaitan leading towards doing something that is haram, or something that is forbidden. And so let me continue with the definition of what does it mean when someone is having suicidal thoughts. And as mentioned before, having abstract thoughts about ending your life. Feeling that people will be better off without you. Thinking about, for example, a method of suicide. Making clear plans to take your own life. I remember there was a situation, I'm not bragging about myself, I'm just using this example, is that there was a young man, then he sat on a roof and he was going to take his life, jump off the roof. And so what I did, I got out on the roof with him. I'm not advising anyone to do this, but I did. I got on the roof with him, and I was talking to him and trying to convince him not to do what he was thinking about doing and the consequences of what he was thinking about doing. Not so much as the Islamic consequences, just that what he was doing was not thought out correctly, and he should not do it, have much to live for and the like. So he ended up coming off the roof. We both come off the roof, and then we call the people to come to medically attend to him. But for us, many of us, we can't talk to a person that we may know off the roof. They may not go on the roof and jump off, but they may be thinking about it. Or maybe just confide in you alone and not talk to anyone else but you about what they're thinking about doing. And so what you do, you talk to them to the best you can about not doing such a thing, and also give them some basic advice on how to deal with suicidal ideation. And one of the things, they can reach out for help from others. And here in America, I'm in America, and so here we have what is called 988, and these are people who are mental health specialists that could talk to you basically off the roof. So if you're in danger of acting on a suicidal thoughts, then get someone, maybe have someone in your particular country where you are that can help with your feelings of wanting to commit suicide, or some specialist, or some mental health person, or some doctor or hospital, be able to help this person through what they're thinking about doing. And the person too, if you are that person, then you reach out to someone who you trust, and someone's going to look out for you. Someone is going to be there, be by your side to talk you down, and talking you off the roof. And of course, off the roof mean just trying to kill yourself. And a person I would advise them was to participate in some kind of activity that they enjoy. That type of activity may take their mind off of what they're thinking about doing. Talk to someone about what you're thinking about doing, because you run the risk of being in the hellfire forever. Have no chance of entering paradise because what you've done, and you're going to hurt so many other people because you want to do that. You want to go and you want to take your life. You think people are better without you. You may be thinking wrong, because people may be better with you in their life, and they want to help you, and that they love you, and that they care about you. And so you have to, so when you're thinking about doing it, talk to someone. When you're writing some type of suicide note, before you complete the note or even start the note, talk to someone. So that's my advice. I can go further into this, much further, much deeper into it, but I won't do it. I won't do that. I just want to give you some brief information about the Islamic standpoint pertaining to suicide, and give people advice about suicide ideation, the thoughts of suicide, the definition of suicide, and that kind of thing. And so you go and you seek the help, and you want, if you're thinking about even today or tomorrow or next week of taking your life, then you seek help. Don't be afraid to seek help, because people love you more than you think, and they want to help you, and they're going to miss you. Don't hurt the people that are around you, that are in your life, because that's what you're going to be doing by committing suicide and taking your life. No matter where you are in the world, don't do it. And ask Allah, above all, ask Allah to help you. Oh Allah, you know my thoughts. Allah is aware of everything. And so Allah takes these thoughts away from me. Help me, Allah. Bring someone into my life to help me so I won't take my life or attempt to take my life. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.